Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. It is the day after Christmas. I'm Rod Stutz, along with Freddie Kiger.
Glad to be here. Did you have a good Christmas day?
Wonderful holiday.
Yeah.
Great. How about you?
Hey, I got my mom.
You got all those family?
95 years old.
Yeah.
She's like, I hope I got that gene pool. Right there is the greatest gift I could have.
You're so fortunate, man, to still have her at 95.
Yeah, you lost your mom some time ago.
I lost my mom when she was only 64.
Oh, that's wrong.
And
that's wrong, man.
You know, so if you have one of your parents, both of your parents, you know, kudos and treat them well.
Yeah.
Enjoy spending every day with them.
Oh, man.
Not you're guaranteed right. The next day.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
But
every day is a gift.
I'm glad you and your mom are doing well. And,
yeah.
And I'm sure she had a wonderful Christmas having all the Kigers.
She's got a fantastic sense of humor. She keeps us cracked up.
Yeah.
But she's good.
She thinks we're silly.
Oh, yeah.
And she's heard our show.
Yeah. We did something, Ron and I, for her birthday one day, and I was able to get it home to her, allow her to listen.
Yeah.
Listen. So she smiled and she goes, y'all are so silly.
Well, she's not wrong.
Yeah, she was right. Yeah, exactly.
Well, a lot of wisdom accumulated in 95 years.
Well, we hope everyone had a wonderful Christmas, but now we are returning to trivia as we would normally be doing, and today we are doing...
We now return you to your regular programming.
That's right. Do not touch your... Remember that, The Outer Limits?
Yeah. That's right.
Do not try to adjust your set.
Yeah.
Coffee shops. Coffee shops is the category.
That's appropriate for this time of year, too.
Of course. So here we go. Starbucks coffee was named for the first mate in what literary novel?
I think I know that.
Starbucks coffee was named for the first mate in what literary novel?
All right, 919-929-WCHL is your number to call if you know the answer to that question. You can win what, Freddie?
A $10 gift certificate to Cruisers Where You Are So.
Good to go.
And you can pick up multiple cups of Java with that $10 gift certificate.
That's right. Warm it up.
Alexa, can you make me some coffee?
Sorry, I'm not sure about that.
Of course not. Well, how about some music? What's the best way to start my day in Chapel Hill?
Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Should I play the station WCHL?
That's right! Of course! 97.9 The Hill's morning show is exactly what I'm looking for.
I woke up with Ron Stutz.
Whoa. You know Ron Stutz? Alexa, what town is always a degree cooler?
Carborough.
You do know Ron Stutz! Alexa, play WCHL.
Okay.
Of all the places you could wake up, you decided to wake up here. I'm Ron Stutz.
Woke up, fell out of bed, dragged a comb across my head.
Whether you're climbing out of bed or into your car, tune in every weekday morning starting at 6 and wake up with Ron Stutz on 97.9 The Hill, your community radio station.
Freddie, was the answer to your question Moby Dick?
You would be correct, sir.
Starbuck was
correct. Yep.
First mate?
Was the first mate of the whale ship Pequod, which the guys who formed Starbucks started to name their coffee franchise Pequods.
I'm glad they went with Starbucks.
Yeah, I'm glad they went with Starbucks. Pequod sounds like maybe it should be next to Squids, you know, part of the Chapel Hill restaurant group, guys.
Well, I think Starbucks was by far the superior
name.
Yeah,
it's a better, yeah. Herman Melville's Moby Dick.
Yeah.
Because a couple of those guys had kind of English literature backgrounds, and so that's why they were thrashing about to find the name for their franchise and their coffee shop, something from Moby Dick.
You've been to Seattle, haven't you?
I love Seattle.
That is
Friday Harbor, Olympic National Park.
Yeah, that's a home of Starbucks, of course.
And actually worked an all-star game there for ESPN.
Yeah. Well, I've only been to Seattle one time, and there's a... a whole bunch of Starbucks stores there.
Oh, yeah.
And was on one of those duck boats taking a tour of Seattle.
Yeah.
And the driver was saying, every time we pass the Starbucks, we're going to go ka-ching, ka-ching. And we went, no, ka-ching and all along, man. I'm telling you, because there's one on just about every corner out there.
Man, you keep wondering, how many franchises do they have, I wonder?
I don't know.
Worldwide, right?
Got a bunch of, yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
A bunch of them around here, that's for sure.
So it's not like the Great White Well. There are
Yeah.
Thousands of them.
Exactly. Hey, so, have a cup of coffee on me.
Yeah, harpoon right over.